Malthus had known what the demon came had been up to in the human realm, but he hadn't cared all too much. For if he were to care about what another demon was doing, then others might notice what his plans were with a certain realm. No, it was better to walk away and let the little demon do what he had to within a pack of wolves. Malthus snorted as he ran his hand over his dark black suit. No, little Kame had thought small potatoes, as the humans liked to say. For that demon had wanted to take over a single pack so he could destroy another pack of wolves, and then maybe, at one point, possibly take over the world. No, Malthus didn't care what Kame did, unless others noticed and started to look into his personal plans. Then Malthus would have to care. Neg strolled through the open door and glared at Malthus. "What is it?" Malthus asked as he adjusted his tie. He'd gone into the human realm a few times since the portal had been opened, thanks to the sacrifice of that central wolf. He always liked getting the best suits and attire from the humans. It was either that or wear the leather and chains that some of the demons liked within this realm. No, Malthus preferred the sophisticated life. After all, his children would enjoy those benefits as well.
"The higher-ups have finally taken notice of Kame."
Malthus froze and turned ever so slightly to the one demon that he could possibly call his friend. "And we have our orders, then?" Malthus asked. He was a general for the one true demon, but he only took orders from that one. No one else, unlike little Kame. Neg shrugged.
"We have to pick him up. We're also taking Trail with us."
Malthus frowned. "Do they honestly think it's going to take the three of us to bring that little demon back to our realm? It took an entire pack of magic and sacrifice to bring him to the human realm. He had no power to do it on his own. And yet we are supposed to need to take him in force."
I dodged the black-tipped talons handily, but nearly tripped over the wolf to my side. I winced as I jumped over Ronan and didn't let the fact that he cowered beside me insult my cat. After all, he was a new wolf, and he didn't know exactly how to fight yet. This wasn't exactly the training I had planned for the day, but there was no going back now. Not when I needed to fight whatever these things were. It looked like a man. A normal man with excessive strength. Its eyes were dark-rimmed, but I couldn't see its irises to tell what color they were. And its fingernails had turned into claws, or perhaps the talons I had once thought. But they looked as if they had been dipped into black ink. The nails were black for sure, but even the fingertips seemed to radiate that darkness. I had never seen the like, but as I was part of the Aspen Pack, I knew that not all is what it seemed, and there were many unknowns out there. I let my claws push through my fingertips and raked the nails down the back of one. The man in front of me let out a shocked gasp, then fell to his knees. I didn't want any of that black tar or whatever it was to touch me. My cat didn't like the scent of it, and frankly, neither did the human part of me. I was a lion shifter in the middle of a wolf pack. A wolf pack that was like none other. And my cat already had enough and arched its back up. There were two of these creatures in front of me, and they didn't scent of the rogues we had been fighting for years, nor did they scent of wolf. I wasn't sure if they were a witch gone bad or not, but whatever they were, we needed to deal with it before it was too late. I grumbled a bit, then found a branch to toss at Ronan. Ronan gave me this odd look, his human face looking puzzled, and I sighed before I made sure he held the stick, and I pulled the dagger out of my boot. I used my claws on the creature's back, but I wasn't about to get anywhere near its mouth. My senses told me it wasn't a good idea, no matter what it was. I used the dagger to stab the closest creature at the base of the skull and twisted.